Amen. It's good to be in the Lord's house tonight. Amen. Good to see all the smiling faces we got tonight.
Amen. I'm
glad that we got joy in our hearts.
Yeah.
Amen. It was a wonderful service we got going on this morning, and had some wonderful singing, wonderful praising the Lord, and wonderful shouting all over the house.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah. I'm glad we got tonight. We got another time. We got another chance to praise the Lord tonight. Yeah. Amen. As we assemble together here again at church. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 11. This week, a thought came on my heart, and I've been kind of meditating on it all week. And, I just love how the Lord just shows up and how He gives us thoughts and things to think about. And we can go about our daily walk of life and go on a job or go on a workplace or whatever we got to do. And we can ponder the things that God puts in our heart and puts in our mind. And I like to do that. I like to chew on what God puts in my heart and puts in my mind. And just think about the things that God wants me to see and wants me to do. And this is something that just came to my mind and my heart this week. And we're going to try our best to get through it. You just pray for it. I'm going to read one verse. We may go down a little bit later on some more of this chapter. But I just want to read one verse and then get started. Luke chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples." And that's as far as I'm going to read right now, but you know, that one little verse could have a lot of stuff out of that. Amen. There's a lot of different places you could go with just that one verse. And I begin to think about this one disciple, amen, that come to Jesus, wanting to know more about prayer, wanting to know more about talking to God, the God of his fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Old Testament they had heard about, amen, that parted the Red Sea, and the God, amen, that sent the plague on the Egyptians and delivered them out of that place, and the God, amen, that did all these mighty wonderful works. They wanted to know how to get closer, amen, to the God, amen, that Jesus had served, that Jesus had came from, amen, from way in heaven and came down to earth from, wanted to get more acquainted with Him. Amen. Yeah, wants to God that we were like that today in today's society. Amen. Everybody wants to know, amen, the most popular person out there so they can get ahead in life. Everybody wants to know the highest person, the highest rank. They want to go shoulder to shoulder and elbow to elbow with Him, thinking that they can take them far in life. But I'm here to tell you, friend, if they don't know God, amen, they don't know anything.
That's right, brother.
Because everything in this world is going to be consumed one day after a while.
Amen. That's right.
But you think about this. Amen. This one apostle, this one disciple, amen, they had a wonderful thing in Jesus Christ. Amen. But back in the day when they were chosen of Christ to be his apostles, he had chosen 12, amen, and he knew the one that would betray him from the very beginning. Amen. And then they had followed Jesus for about 3 years, a little over 3 years of his ministry. Amen. Before he was crucified on an old rugged cross. Amen. In my place and in your place. Amen. And they walked with him. They saw all the miracles that he did. They saw him turn water into wine. They saw him, amen, take fish and bread and multiply it so that they could feed 5,000 once and 4,000 another time. They saw him in the very midst of their pain, in the very midst of their toil, as they was on the middle of the Jordan River, little woods, may have been the Sea of Galilee, I think it was, amen. He was out there walking on the water. Yeah. He came to them right in the middle of it, in the darkest part of the night. They had the very Son of God with them always. For 3 years, amen, they had him with them.
That's right. Bless the Lord.
What a privilege it must have been. Amen. What a privilege it must have been.
Amen.
To be walking around with the man, amen, whom the woman had came to and broken an alabaster box of oil and ointment upon his head, amen, and kissed his feet and wiped his feet with her tears and with her hair. What a privilege it must have been, amen, to be in those days with Christ. Walking here on the earth. Amen. And all of a sudden, he went somewhere to pray. I thought about this. You know, how many times did his disciples and his apostles witness the Lord Jesus Christ praying? Amen. No doubt he walked and talked with the Lord. He was in a spirit and in a mind of prayer to wherever he went. Whatever he was doing, he was always talking to the Father about it. Amen.
Yeah.
These disciples, amen, had first-hand experience. I remember when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, it talks about in the Bible, and he took with him three disciples, amen, Peter, James, the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and Peter went with him.
Yeah.
He allowed them to come and be with them.
Yeah.
And before you know it, it became night time and the hour grew late. And we find that they were asleep.
Yeah.
As Christ was praying, amen, for the sins of the whole world was on his shoulders and started to be right there in the very garden. Amen, the pressure of the wine press where he was in the Mount of Olives. Amen, it was the wine press that was upon him. Amen, just pressing down against his very soul.
Yeah.
Amen, he knew he had to go a little further, amen. The Bible says he went a little further.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Amen.
They could have witnessed that, but they were off asleep.
Yep.
Bless the Lord.
He went to see them and he said, you know, y'all asleep. Wake up. Do you not know? Amen. That my time is at hand. Amen. Watch with me and pray. Amen. Then he went away for a little bit longer and prayed a little bit more. Amen. And he finally found them. I think he said he came to him a third time.
Yeah.
And he found them sleeping and he finally said, just sleep on. Just go ahead and lay asleep there. Amen. And then it was then that the Judas, the son of perdition, came.
Yeah.
Amen. To betray the Son of God into the hands of a cruel and wretched world. Amen. To crucify him and put him on a tree. Amen. But for 3 short years, they were able to walk with and talk with and touch and handle the Son of God.
Yeah.
Amen. And wherever they went, he was there. Amen. And he protected them so many times they weren't even aware of it. He protected them.
Yeah, that's right.
Saw him heal all manner of disease. Saw him, amen, recover the sight to the blind. Amen, help those that were lame get up and walk. Amen, they had a wonderful, rich treasure with them that whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one disciple came to him. Kind of reminds me of that leper. Amen, there was 10 that came to Christ. Amen, wanted to be healed. Amen, and he healed all 10 of them, amen, and they all went away, but only one came back.
That's right,
amen.
And worshiped at his feet. He doesn't mention who his disciple is, and this is the only place that I know of that I've looked at that it mentions a disciple coming to Jesus, asking him to teach them to pray.
Uh-huh.
And Jesus begins to quote to them, begin to tell them what today we know as the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
But the lesson is not just in the Lord's Prayer. As a matter of fact, it's even further down when he actually begins to teach them how to pray.
Yeah.
Amen. First, he begins to say, and everybody knows the prayer. Everybody knows our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, so on and so forth. And give us this day our daily bread and lead us not into temptation and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, that's what the Bible says. Lead us not to temptation. I don't care what the Pope says.
Yeah.
He wants to change that and say, well, God wouldn't lead us into temptation in the first place.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, Jesus said here what he said. Amen. And that's what it is. It's he's Alpha and Omega. And he said what he said. If he wanted it to be reworded, he would have written it that way.
That's right. Amen.
Well, the Pope has no business trying to change God's Word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible gives warning 3 different times, the beginning, the middle, and the end, about not changing, taking away your attitude, because your part will be taken away from the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. And the plagues written in this book will be added to you. Amen.
Yeah.
You don't dabble in that stuff. But after he tells them the Lord's Prayer, what we call today the Lord's Prayer, it's then when he begins to teach them how to pray.
Yeah.
In verse 5 of that same chapter, he says, he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine is in his journey, is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And that word importunity basically means his perseverance, his persistence. Amen. He didn't want to give up. He just kept going and kept asking for what he needed. Verse 9, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given.
Yeah.
Seek, and you shall find.
Yeah.
Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Amen. That's 3 different ways.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He didn't stop and say, ask and it shall be given, and stop it right there. Mm-hmm. He went a little further. He said, seek and you shall find. He didn't stop there.
Right.
He said, knock and it'll be opened unto you. Sometimes when we ask, we don't get it.
Right.
We got to seek. Sometimes when we seek, we don't get it. We got to knock. Amen. If knocking don't work, bust down the door. Amen. Don't give up, amen, when your victory and your prayer is about to be answered. That's what he's trying to tell him here. Be persistent in your prayers.
Right.
Yeah.
For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread at any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Yeah.
Amen. That's a wonderful phrase there. It's a wonderful lesson. The disciple asks the Lord, teach us to pray. And he quotes a prayer. He begins to say a prayer, but then he goes a little bit further and he says, you know, you need to be persevering. You need to be persistent in your prayer. Amen. Because you never know, amen, when the Lord is going to answer.
That's right.
And you don't want to give up, amen, too short of your victory. Amen. There's, I believe it was over in Nineveh, amen, in the book of Jonah, where it says when Jonah had told them that the city was going to be destroyed and overthrown in so many days, I believe it was the king of Nineveh there that said, who knows, who can tell whether God will be merciful.
Yeah, yeah.
And us in our prayers, we never know who can tell when God will choose to answer.
Right.
It may be the first time, it may be the second time, it may be 20 years down the road.
Yeah.
But you can bet there's a reason behind it, and God knows best why the answer hasn't come yet.
Right. Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's not going to come. Amen. It just means that you need to continue and keep on praying.
Amen.
Teach us to pray. He tells them, you need to pray, amen. And that's what Paul said, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Don't give up in your prayers. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Pray like you mean it.
Right.
Amen. Pray like you mean it. It's very interesting. At the very end of that, he says, he'll give the Holy Spirit to them that asketh him. And I want you to notice something. I said earlier, and I thought about this, I said earlier that it was a wonderful thing. It was how magnificent it would have been to be back in those days when you had the very Son of God walking amongst you. You could go to God anytime and talk to Christ anytime, because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. You've got a direct line to God right there in Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to notice something. Today we have the same opportunity. Amen. Though Christ is not with us, amen, when he went away, he said, I will not leave you alone. Amen. I will not leave you comfortless, amen. I will send another, a comforter, and he will come, amen, just like I was, and he will testify of me,
amen.
And today we have the very Son of God in the form of the Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit living in our hearts today. Amen. It's even more magnificent, amen, than it was when Christ was on the earth.
Right.
Amen. He was in Jerusalem, Israel, around that region. He didn't go out to all the other parts of the world. Amen. But today, amen, the Holy Spirit sends you and me to all the earth to preach the gospel. Amen. And we can be everywhere where God wants us to be. And he can have followers here. He can have followers, amen, across the ocean.
Amen.
And the same God that was there with them, amen, is here in even more power, because he said, greater things than I do, you shall do as well.
Amen.
Because Christ, amen, is gone and he's come back with the Holy Spirit. He sent the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And when he returns, amen, to call his children home, he's going to be looking for that Spirit.
Right.
Amen. Because without the Spirit, you're none of his.
Right.
Amen. Without the Spirit, amen, the Spirit is the wedding garment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And if you go try to go to the wedding without the wedding garment, and you don't have an invitation, amen, you'll be cast out, amen, with the rest of them. He's going to look for that invitation. And that seal, what he has put upon it, is the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you don't have the seal of the Spirit, then your invitation is null and void.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teach us to pray. This is going every which way, but I'm trying to make a point here. Amen. You know, sometimes we don't know how we ought to pray. Amen. And instead that Holy Spirit, amen, makes groanings, amen, within us that cannot be understood. Groanings that cannot be uttered, amen. When we try to pray the Lord, sometimes we don't know how to pray. He gave them a prayer, amen, that might guide them. But today, it's the Holy Spirit within us that longs to communicate with the Father in heaven, amen. And that Spirit speaks from the heart. It's not through an unknown tongue. The unknown tongue is a language of the heart that I can't even speak. I can't even utter it. But God understands what it means. Why? Because it says, He that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. God can interpret the voice of the Holy Ghost without me saying a word. Amen. And He can pray through me if I allow myself to be used by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Whatever I say, or maybe it's nothing more than tears, God recognizes that. He knows the heart. He knows what it means.
Yeah.
Amen. For the Holy Spirit to pray. Amen. And then we pray in the spirit of supplication. Philippians 4 verses 6 and 7 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which
Amen.
Passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts
mm-hmm.
and minds through Christ Jesus."
Amen.
Man, what a wonderful privilege it is. Though Christ isn't here in body, He's here in spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. And when we pray on the behalf of others in the spirit of supplication, amen, that peace of God will surround us and envelop us. Amen. And just open His arms and wrap them around us. That will keep our hearts and minds. And it's
Amen.
A peace
yeah.
that passeth all understanding.
Yeah.
You ever felt happy or felt peace or felt joy, and there's just no words to describe it?
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. I felt that.
Amen.
I'd like to be in that way all the time, but
That's
my body
right.
probably couldn't handle it.
No.
Amen. That's the kind of times that we need to hold on.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus, when He said He'd leave a comforter, that word comforter and that Holy Spirit, it's also referred to as helper. Amen. In the New Testament, in I believe it's Hebrews chapter 2, around verse 8, where it talks about those that are tempted, He's able to succor them that are tempted. It means help. He's a helper. Amen. I'm glad that the Bible says in Psalm 46, 1, God is our refuge and strength, of very present help in
yep.
trouble.
That's right.
Amen. He's our refuge. He is a very present
Amen.
Helper
yeah.
and a help in trouble through and by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And that word supplication, I looked that up. If you don't understand what that means, basically it means praying on the behalf of others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It means to intercede for others. You know, when we intercede on the behalf of others, we're doing exactly what the Holy Ghost is doing on our behalf. We are taking the form of what the Holy Ghost's job is, amen, and trying to our best to pray to God on their behalf, amen.
Right.
We're interceding for them, amen. That's basically what Christ did on the cross. We said, "Father, forgive them.
Right.
They know not what they do."
Mm-hmm.
And when we're in that spirit, when we pray on the behalf of others, we can be able to know that it's the Holy Ghost, amen, it's interceding for us
yeah.
as we intercede
right.
for them.
That's right.
We're doing God's work. We pray for others. I said earlier that it's the Holy Ghost in us that teaches us to pray. We've been in John, 1 John, amen, in our Sunday school. And chapter 2 is one of my favorite verses. Chapter 2, verse 27 says, "But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in Him."
Amen.
The disciple asked the Lord, "Teach me and teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." You know, God wants to teach us right now how to pray.
Yeah.
And we just read, it's the anointing that teaches us of all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we don't know how to pray. You know, this really come to my heart because I've had a lot to pray about lately. Amen. You know, sometimes we get in a rut, we get caught up, and we think, I feel like my prayer is just a repetition. Because
mm-hmm.
I pray the same thing when I go to bed tonight. Pray the same thing, amen, throughout the day. But I tell you, when you start going like me and Jerry, we go visiting every now and then, and you see the situation that people's in, and People begin to call you about the health problems that they've had and ask you to pray for them. And, amen. And things in your own life start happening. You see things like you never had before in a new life. And, amen. It's then when you learn how to pray, amen, through experience. Amen. I try to make a list of who to pray for, and that just didn't work because I just ain't kind of person, I guess. I don't know. It didn't work for me, but now I've got so much to pray about, I can't keep up with it, amen.
Yeah.
Every night I try to remember what it is that God had given me to pray about.
That's right.
Amen. We don't need to worry about what to pray for, amen. Just ask God to put a burden on your heart. Go visit somebody, go talk to somebody, and you'll have something to pray about.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to worry, amen, anymore about what to pray for, because there's plenty to pray for.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. If you get out there in the world and you get out there and see what's going on. Amen. We talked about these shootings. I don't watch the news. I didn't really get an idea what you're talking about. I understand what happened, what went on a little bit, but you know, there's something to pray about. Yes, we have our loved ones, we have all these other things, but where it really matters is where people are hurting, amen, where people are experiencing evil and wickedness in high places. Amen. And that's how we pray. We pray for those things, amen, that God brings to our attention.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's about five or six things that's on my mind right now, and as long as they're there, I'll keep praying for them. When God moves something else in, I'll start praying for that.
Yeah.
And those things will work themselves out. Yes, I'm not like God. I can't hear everybody's prayers at once, and I can't pray for everybody and everything at once. But as God trusts me, and that's what prayer is, He trusts you with things to talk to Him about and people to supplicate Him for, to intercede on their behalf. That's what this message is about, teaching us how to pray. And it's the Holy Ghost that teaches us how to pray, and that God can put on our heart who He wants us to pray for.
Amen.
We can pray for a little church. The church will always need prayer. The family always needs prayer. The church.
Yeah.
Amen. But ask God to bring somebody something to your attention. I mean, Jerry, a lot of times when we had these little fundraisers and things, or maybe revivals, Jerry has a saying. He says, adopt somebody and pray for them and try to get them to come to the revival. Maybe somebody's been on your heart. Amen. You kind of maybe just in one ear and out the other, and really never have stuck. Maybe now it's time for it to stick. And maybe it's time for it to adopt somebody, something.
Yep.
Amen. And start praying about that.
Yeah.
And trusting God with it. Just keep on praying about it. Don't ask and then that be it. Don't seek and that be it. Don't knock and that be it. Just keep going. Keep praying until the answer comes. There's an old song that says, till the answer comes, I got to keep praying. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Got to keep praying until the answers come. That's what we need to do. I ask if everyone is staying tonight. Probably a short message, but that's what's on my heart. I feel like my heart's been cleared.
Amen.
Rita, if you got a song, come on up and sing a verse or two of that song.
Amen. I hope this has helped us to grow tonight. Hope it's helped us to move forward in a relationship with Christ. Amen. I don't feel like anybody is lost or anything like that. That's when you're the Lord, but everybody can move up. Amen. Everybody can get close to the Lord and have a close relationship, a closer walk. This disciple wanted to get closer to the Father.
Amen.
Amen.
He asked, Lord, teach me. In essence, he was saying, teach me to talk to God.
That's right. Amen.
We should all have that longing tonight.
Amen.
Think about it as you sing.
Down at the cross.
You know, Jerry was talking there. I said earlier that he says, you know, to adopt somebody. You know, a lot of times we have so many prayer requests in church, and I can't remember all of them. What we could do is just think of one of those prayer requests and adopt that and pray for that one right there.
Yeah.
If we did that, we'd eventually get to all of them anyway.
Yeah.